This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. So, as usual, I got a bone to pick. I had a bad day yesterday. So, I went bra shopping. And I don't know how many of you guys have ever gone bra shopping with your ladies. Or ladies gone bra shopping. It is one of the worst forms of shopping. One of the most confidence-destroying things you could do to yourself. I can't stand going bra shopping. And I had done that because I had bought a couple blouses online. I told you how it worked. Yeah, I bought a couple shirts online. It worked. It was great. I just didn't trust doing that for a bra. And, you know, Father's Day's coming up, and, you know, I've lost some weight. And I'm like, you know what? It's time to get some non-beige-colored Playtex brand underwear for once, right? So I go into the bra store, and I'm thinking, I could just go to the drawer. They have drawers. I don't know if you guys have ever gone to an underwear store, but they actually have, like, modeled displays, right? So they got the mannequins. And the mannequins make us women sick, you know, because the mannequins are like a size zero. Yeah, and you're like, really? I don't look like that. And the breasts are perky. They're symmetrical. They're above the waist. I'm like, okay, can you please come up with a mannequin that looks more like me? Because obviously none of these bras will work for me. Find some Picasso-looking. I mean, honestly, the Skecher shoe store has a more appropriate mannequin for my bra shopping than a mannequin in a bra store. But we'll go there on a different day. So I go there, and I know my size. And again, I'm not very small-chested, okay? I think we all establish that? Okay, there's no secret. I know you guys don't really know exactly what I look like. It's very easy. You can just go online. But I just usually do neck up, you know? I've never really liked my chest. I just, it's too big for me. It really is. I would have rather been a B cup. And I'm like halfway down the alphabet now. And it's frustrating. So anyway, so I go in there. And I figure I could just go to the drawer, okay, and get the bra I want. Just go to the size. Well, I say, you know what? I'm not going, again, for the whole Playtex white, beige, I don't know, off-white bra. I wanted to get something sexy with some lace. So I decided to go to the more lacy section. I just think it looks pretty. I was like, you know what, that would be really, really cool and really, really sexy. I think my husband would like it. Yes, I'm buying it for my husband, please. Oh, I know. No, Michael Fassbender has not been to Vegas, so I'll tell you guys. I'll tell my husband. I don't care. He knows Michael Fassbender's on my laminated list. We're okay with that. But anyway, it's for him. So I'm like, you know, let me get some lace, you know, maybe we'll play around with a little bit of color. Maybe we'll do some polka dots. And within seconds of me making this decision to try to sexify my lingerie wardrobe in my house, a salesperson comes up. Now, usually salespeople are supposed to help, not in an underwear store. In an underwear store, they're there to attack you. Now, they may not attack you very blatantly or directly, but it is an assault of ungodly proportions, and you ladies know what I'm talking about. So she comes up, and she's like, hi, what are you shopping for? Well, this is personal, but I want to have sex with my husband, and I, so what kind are, is it for romantic? Is it for, you know, okay, I'm like, well, okay, you know, can I have just a little privacy? I want to buy a bra. Okay, so I have to tell you why I want to buy the bra. Well, we have a lot of different styles, and I just want to know what you're looking for. Well, I'm just going to be shaving my chest, and that gives me about 24 hours of sexy. So I'd like to wear a bra. So, you know, do you need this bra for a long time? Are you going to wear it for multiple hours? Or no, because once the hair grows back, I'm okay, good. So you only need a bra that's only comfortable for a few hours, I'm assuming. Okay, and she asks a whole bunch of questions. I was afraid she was going to ask about foreplay and all that. I'm like, look, the bra's going to be on for a few hours. Can we just say that? We'll probably go out on a date. I'm like, damn, this is personal. Then she's like, what size are you looking for? And there's like half a dozen people around. So I'm like, oh, yeah, 36 double D. What did you say? Okay, so I had to basically say my bra size, like, very loud. 36 double D. That doesn't look right to me. I don't think that's your size. So then she grabs the tape measure. Now, you men probably have no idea how terrifying a tape measure can be. To us women, it's like bringing out a machine gun. All right? I almost fainted. I was almost floored. So she takes out the tape measure, and she starts wrapping it around. First, she gets around me. She wraps her arms around me, and her head is now almost buried in my chest. And I'm like, you don't have to do this. She's like, well, I need to wrap. I go, I'll wrap the tape measure around me. You know, she's like, your waist is kind of big. I know it is. Thank you. Okay, am I supposed to cry before I buy this bra? Then she measures me. She's like, no, you're almost a 38 double D. I'm like, okay, you know what? Can we please? I am going to lose weight and fit into the 36. Oh, no, I don't think you will. And you need to be comfortable. You need to breathe. You need a bra that breathes. Now, if any of you had any sex drive at all walking into the store, it's gone. I am completely now, I don't even want to think about it. So now I'm starting to change my mind. I'm like, why don't I just go to Walmart? I could buy it in a box and nobody bothers me. She's like, no, I want you to try these on. So she gives me a half a dozen. One is like a purple. One is like an aqua blue. And then she had the brown Playtex colored one. And she goes, here, these look sexy. I go, no, they don't. I want the polka dot. I want the lace. I want the cute little. She's like, we don't have them in your size, ma'am. I go, okay. Then what are you helping me for? I am going to find you a bra that fits you well and you will look sexy. So I'm like, these look like pillowcases. I know. Okay. So I go in there and I try them on. And I'm thinking I have privacy. And she opens. She goes, let me see. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. I didn't even get your name. No, get out of here. I'm in my underwear. So I didn't end up buying a bra. And I've been crying for the last 24 hours. All right. When we come back, the Miss America pageant isn't doing the bathing suit competition. Boo-hoo. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hold on a second. I need to wet my whistle. I have to be really, really careful. I always mix up the sayings that people use to go to the bathroom or to take a drink, right? You know, like, I have to shake the dew off my lily used to hear in movies all the time. That doesn't mean you're thirsty. That means you're going to the bathroom. I just got to make sure I get those right, so I apologize. But I think what my whistle is, I have to take a drink, so I did. All right, just took a sip. All right, of my drink, because I'm thirsty. Now, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and who I would like to actually suggest that we do have a, you know, maybe a sparkless water bottle thing in the studio. That would be really, really cool. Right. I'd also like to thank Manny for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So, making pretty big news is the Miss America pageant was going to scratch the bathing suit or the swimsuit competition. And I guess Gretchen Carlson is now running the show. She's now head of the organization's board of directors. And she says the Miss America is no longer going to judge women based on their physical appearance. Now, I don't know if I'm, don't know if I'm actually a big fan of that. You know, I always seem to have different opinions, I guess, when it comes to women and beauty and celebrating who we are and what makes us different. I like being different. I like, as a woman, being different. I can't stand the fact that I would never even qualify for a Miss America pageant. I've made fun of Miss America pageants my whole life. But I still like the idea of idolizing. And I don't want to say, maybe not the word idolizing, but appreciating differences. And if that includes beauty, for example, like nail, did they have Mr. Universe pageants? I never watched a Mr. Universe pageant because I don't think it was on primetime. But man, that's definitely something up my alley. I think the human body is beautiful. Why not, you know, celebrate that? So, anyway, Gretchen Carlson to Good Morning America. We are no longer a pageant. We are now a competition. And the decision comes months after internal emails revealed that former CEO Sam Haskell and board members frequently demanded that the physical appearance, intellect, and personal lives of former, frequently demeaned the physical appearance, intellect, and personal lives of pageant winners. Okay, well, that's not cool. So, Carlson is 51 years old. She was named chairwoman of the Miss America organization just days after Haskell resigned. She wants to usher in a new era for the organization. And the evening gown portion will also be cut. Instead, contestants will be asked to wear any attire that makes them feel confident. So for me, that would be sweats and the sports bra, some workout clothes. Express their personal style and show how they will advance the role of Miss America. So let's talk about that. What is Miss America supposed to be? Okay, well, hold on a second. I'm so thirsty. When I was a little girl, Miss America made me aspire to be a leader, to be somebody, not worshipped, but adorned. I'm not sure if I'm coming up with the right words. That's what happens when you're dehydrated, people. And appreciated, celebrated, all right? And Miss America, to me, was somebody where if she walked into the room, she demanded attention. It just happened. She would command that room. She'd be pretty. She'd be sparkly. Oh, yeah, I love sparkles and rhinestones and glitter and bling back then, too. She had a crown. So she was of some sort of royalty. And in America, not having kings and queens and all that, Miss America, to me, was a princess. Now, in the Disney films, which they're going to probably change also, everything's changing, or in movies, a princess is pretty. She commands attention from the animals that are singing around her and the birds, right? A prince is wooing over her. She has a beautiful dress. She has an hourglass shape. And even though that's not how all of us women look, it's just a concept that we have been okay with for years. So does that mean princesses now, in Cinderella, in Little Mermaid, in Beauty and the Beast, now have to wear pants? Now have to wear, you know, sports clothes? I don't know. I mean, I get how women should not be eye candy. I get how you're not supposed to display a bunch of women in half-naked outfits, and they're supposed to win based on that. But why can't there be beauty pageants? Some of us women like beauty pageants, like to be in beauty pageants and be told we're beautiful. Some of us like, and you know, that's the other thing too. Was it men who really watched these beauty pageants and drove the ratings? No. It was women. My father, he didn't want to sit and watch a beauty pageant. He wanted to fix, you know, the refrigerator or the car or do some mechanic stuff. It's women who watch the pageants. And it's just very interesting to see how, you know, I understand we want to progress, okay? You know, we're not supposed to be, you know, stared at and ogled, and I get that. But, you know, a woman becoming Miss America, and I believe this started back in the 1920s. I think it was called a fall frolic. It allowed a woman at the time who didn't really have a voice and wouldn't really get any attention in a room to now be able to supersede that. And when Miss America said something, people listened. So I guess Miss America later became the most beautiful bathing girl in America. That was in the 1920s. And then I'm not sure at what point. I think it was called the Inner City Beauty Contest in 23. I'm looking at a timeline now. I'm trying to figure out when it finally became Miss America. You guys might know that more than I. I think 1932. New Jersey stages a Miss America pageant. And the other thing, too, about Miss America is it would unify the states. So Iowa watchers would be like, okay, let's see Miss Iowa win. Then there was Miss California. Boy, Miss California was always beautiful. Then, you know, you'd have Miss Arizona. And what was very interesting also is, like, Miss Hawaii, you would have ethnicities revered and celebrated in these as well. And it was really, really cool to see the cultural differences. The Midwest women were more blonde and country, and, you know, that was cool. You had the city folk, you had the Floridians, you had, it really celebrated to me the different states. It allowed a little competition, and I think it united us. I think it was pretty damn cool. And so as a woman who really doesn't like the idea of, you know, women being looked upon as trophies and, you know, only looked at, you know, as, you know, what we physically bring to the table, I personally thought that the Miss America pageant offered a lot more than what it was given credit for. Now, in movies, they start to make fun of it a lot, where they would be asked a question, you know, a important question, and they'd be like, I want world peace. You know, or they couldn't answer a question or whatever. And I guess in the 90s and the 2000s, they really, really started to press that Miss America, you know, would have, you know, educational answer and act more academic. And so that started to change things. It was good. We women were like, yeah, we women could talk about, you know, politics and national security and all that. You know, we could talk about that too. So it might still be a little antiquated, I get that, but I kind of like the idea of the little, you know, bit of our past that isn't always so PC, and if we want to have beauty pageants, and we want to have people of different states, and, you know, and we want to go, you know, this person is how we define beauty in the teens, I guess we're called the teens. Why not? You know, I don't know if you guys ever see these articles, but they show how women were considered beautiful per decade. And, of course, in the 1800s, you were a little bit more chunky and stuff, right? And then in the 1920s, it was more the very slender, you know, rectangular look. And then, you know, you start to get very curvy with Marilyn Monroe in the 50s and Jane Mansfield. And then in the 60s, more of a stick. And so, you know, women are going to be rated, and their beauty is going to be defined per decade. You know, why not have a pageant? I think it's cool. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, in a ceremony at the White House, President Trump signed the VA Mission Act of 2018. The president explains what this means for veterans across the country.
I'll be signing landmark legislation to provide health care choice. What a beautiful word that is, choice. Because no matter where you served or when you fought, if you were in uniform, at some point, if you wore that uniform, then you deserve our absolute best. And that's what we're doing.
Today at the White House, economic advisor Larry Kudlow discussed some key points before the upcoming G7 summit.
The United States now has the fastest growing economy in the world, according to the OECD, or at least the fastest growing economy among the industrialized nations. Second, there will be trade discussions, as you might imagine. Third, there will be some important bilateral meetings.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in headlines, they've been talking about the emigration out of certain states, based on gas taxes and high prices of housing. And so California has been probably one of the biggest states in the news where people are leaving in quote-unquote droves. And it is expensive. And interestingly enough, they say Las Vegas is ranked as the most popular destination for people moving from cities along California's coast. And I live in Las Vegas, and I'm really excited about that. Plus, the Raiders are coming. We have the Golden Knights. We have UNLV. By the way, UNLV has some great sports teams. We got football and basketball and hockey and baseball. I mean, we got great colleges here. And you got Toro University. We got amazing things in Las Vegas. We got parks and, you know, a lot of entertainment, fantastic shows, and some of the best restaurants in the world here in Las Vegas. So people are coming to Las Vegas, and it is a heck of a lot cheaper than California. So I'm pretty happy about that. They say in total, more than, according to MarketWatch.com, 8% of people who moved out of California in the first quarter of 2017 chose Nevada's most populous city, Las Vegas, as their home. Woo! And they say Las Vegas represents a logical choice for California immigrants because the climate isn't as, you know, I guess now that California's getting hotter and they've had the drought, Las Vegas may not seem as deserty as it once did. They say the median listing price as of March 2017 was $260,000 versus, get this, $720,000 as the average listing price in California markets like San Francisco and Los Angeles. An average home is about $700,000 in San Francisco to L.A. I know they're probably fancier neighborhoods, but still. So, other Sunbelt cities like Phoenix and Houston also have been main pulls for people. But job markets are booming. So they say high housing costs in California could be also a boon to traditional retirement destinations. Miami and Tucson, Arizona also ranked high in cities. Both represent markets that are attractive to retirees. Yeah, you know, I was in the line at the DMV because my son had to retake his permit test. Yeah, retake. Remember I told you nobody really kept it quiet, so, you know, my son said, don't tell anybody that I, you know, failed the first time and I had to take it again. Well, when I was at the DMV, they were like, oh, are you here for the retake? Are you retaking or is this your first time? So everybody ended up knowing anyway, so it's okay. We can talk. He's good about it because he succeeded and he got his permit test, so he's a good boy. He's a good boy. We're good. Okay? So the past is the past. And while I was in line, I made friends. I made friends with people all the time. Oh, yeah, real good. We're talking blood brothers. I bond. And here was somebody who did a lot of sports growing up in Michigan and needed a new hip. He's a little older than me. And with the arthritis, a young guy, you know, he's middle-aged, he's young, said Vegas was like night and day when it came to his joints. And so drier communities, it may not be so much the warm, but drier communities. You know, Reno, Nevada. I went to school up in Reno, Nevada. It's dry. It gets cold, you get snow, you get seasons, but it's dry. You don't get a lot of humidity. That's what people want, that's what people need. However, there's another list, unfortunately, that's come out. Ranking cities based on violent crime and poverty. And unfortunately, Las Vegas ranked pretty high on that list. And we'll talk about that. The study examined 600 cities in the U.S., populations over 50,000. It looked at education, health, crime, property prices, income, and other factors. Then each city was given a score, and the 50 worst were picked out from the results. And again, they looked at 600 cities. Detroit, Flint, both in Michigan, and St. Louis were the three worst. Now, ask anybody that lives there, they're like, oh, hell no. And there were cities that made the list from New England to the Pacific Ocean. I mean, there were cities that, you know, all over the country. But I didn't like that Las Vegas was there. So we'll tell you why. So first, Detroit, Michigan. Their population is now at about 672,000. Their median home value is about 43,000. Now keep in mind, things changed with the car industries during the recession. And so people left Detroit. So shrinking population. There's also a lot of poverty there. And a big problem that we found during the recession is many of the taxpayers, the middle-income, higher-income people, right, left, went to, you know, different tax, you know, towns with different tax codes and different requirements, and they went where the business went. And so, unfortunately, the people that couldn't move are still struggling there. You know, at its peak, Detroit, Michigan, back in the 50s, was home to 1.8 million residents. Now it's less than half of that. They also say it's pretty dangerous, more than 2,000 violent crimes for every 100,000 residents. Then came Flint, Michigan. And Flint, Michigan has a population of 97,000. They were ranked the second worst city because of poverty, unemployment roughly 10%, high crime rates. What happened with their water was also absolutely ridiculous. St. Louis, Missouri, 311,000 people, median home price $125,000. And they have apparently issues with violent crime. See, I just think violent crime is all over the place. Las Vegas. Median home price, $228,000. Our population, they say, is 632,000. But when you take also Henderson and Pahrump and surrounding cities, Bullhead, we're supposed to be close to 2 million. The southern Nevada area is supposed to be, you know, a little bit more than that. But they say we have 2,100 violent crimes for every 100,000 residents. And they say Las Vegas is the most dangerous city in the U.S. I don't want to say that. You know, because we also have, I mean, we have fantastic metro, fantastic police. We are a tourism hub. And so there's going to be a lot more issues in our city because we attract so many more people. It doesn't necessarily have to be a resident issue. Memphis, Tennessee made the list. Their median home value, by the way, is $96,000. So definitely a lot cheaper to live there. Cleveland, Ohio made the list. $66,000 for the median home value. They have about 385,000 people. Wilmington, Delaware. I was surprised, really, Delaware's low income levels, plus a high cost of living. They made 7th place. They say the average household there earns only $36,000 a year. I like Delaware. Delaware's nice. Albany, Georgia. Their median home value is $88,000. Population, 74,000. They say nearly a third live in poverty. Springfield, Missouri was also on the list. And then Baltimore, Maryland. So, the 50 worst cities in America. After that is Milwaukee, Florence, Graham, California, Hartford, Connecticut, Homestead, Florida, San Bernardino, California, Youngstown, Ohio, Pueblo, Colorado, Rockford, Illinois, Gary, Indiana, Little Rock, Arkansas, rounding out the top 20. Then came Shreveport, Louisiana, Compton, California, Merced, California, Miami Beach, Florida made the list of the quote, worst cities to live. Daytona Beach, Florida, Stockton, California, Charleston, West Virginia, Springfield, Massachusetts, Oakland, California, and then Dayton, Ohio. Then rounding out the last 20, Trenton, New Jersey, Tucson, Arizona, Fresno, California, Canton, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, Knoxville, Tennessee, Toledo, Ohio, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Tallahassee, Florida, New Haven, Connecticut, the final 10, South Bend, Indiana, North Charleston, South Carolina, Miami, Florida, Syracuse, New York, Jackson, Mississippi, Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're kidding me, Tacoma, Washington, Gainesville, Florida, Atlanta, and then Salt Lake City. Now, when I look at this, the trend I see is no city is immune to people wanting to flee or people wanting to do violent crime or bad things happening. The other thing I see is a lot of these are big cities. Or they used to be big city. Maybe a lot of people really want smaller town. Tucson used to not be big city. Now it is. It's one of the big major cities in Arizona. After Phoenix. But things change, people. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, it turns out that members of Congress may not take the recess in order to work on health care and a variety of other issues. And I'm looking at what's going on in the UK. I watch what happens across the pond very closely because I really fear that our country is going to go more socialized and our health care system is going to go more socialized, and we're going to get somebody in the White House that's going to say we need to do it like Europe does it or like Canada does it. And then, lo and behold, we're going to have a system that's a socialized medicine system. Some of you may want that. Some of you may think our system is so gosh darn bad that a socialized system is better than nothing. I don't. And here's one reason why. So we're getting a report that 22 people on average go blind every month in the UK due to delayed or canceled appointments. 22 people going blind a month. Now, again, they're a smaller country than we are in terms of population, etc. So we may have more blindness happen per month, but this isn't because of, you know, just, all right, well, you know, the disease is moving that quickly. It's they're not getting seen. They say more than half of people suffering from treatable conditions like wet age-related macular degeneration and glaucoma have had an appointment postponed or canceled at least once. According to a report by the all-party parliamentary group APPG on eye health and visual impairment, they say 77% of these patients claim this caused them stress or anxiety. 54% believe it had a negative impact on their quality of life. Well, of course. They say nobody should lose sight from a treatable condition simply because their eye clinic was too busy. Almost 7.6 million eye-related appointments took place between 2016 and 2017 in England. That's 10% higher than 4 years ago. And people with diabetes and other sorts of issues can have more, have higher risk for eye disease. And as we have more and more people, you know, have more and more people are aging and living longer. More and more people are having arteriosclerotic conditions and diabetic conditions and vascular conditions, you can unfortunately have eye issues as a result. Glaucoma, that's where your optic nerve gets damaged because you have fluid pressure that builds up. That affects about 3% of the people over 70 years old in the UK. And with glaucoma, that's when we used to be tested with the little thing that touched our cornea, remember? And we would, you know, now they just puff a little, they have like this little puff of air that tests it, or we could use like a Tonopen where we numb the eye and then we can just touch it, or we put some drops in that kind of numbs it for a little bit so we could touch and test for pressure. But there's lots of different conditions that affect the eye. And unfortunately, if you don't catch these early, you could go blind. So what's happening over there? Well, they don't have enough providers. They don't have enough, you know, staff. And they don't have enough appointments. And they have been delaying people's surgeries, people's office visits for months now. They'll even tell people, do not go to the emergency room if you don't have anything serious. Now, you know, and I know that many people may not think it's serious and it turns into something serious. We've talked about necrotizing fasciitis. Somebody has a small infection and then it all of a sudden turns out to cause them to lose their limbs. Or somebody may feel a little nauseous and that ends up being a heart attack. So unfortunately, there are a lot of different conditions that may start out appearing benign. You know, skin cancer. Ah, just a little mole that I scratched and it bled when I scratched it because I must have accidentally picked it. Well, that could be a melanoma. That could be a skin cancer. And so, as a medical provider, I like to be the one to decide if it's something you can blow off or not. People self-triage all the time, and then they come in, and they go, we go, well, why didn't you come in earlier? You know, look at what happened with the Ebola case that we had a few years ago by a, he was a resident, I believe he wasn't a citizen, who had come in from West Africa, lived in Dallas, felt sick, so went to the emergency room, was diagnosed with gastroenteritis, and it ended up being Ebola, and he dies. So, you know, what we may think is benign and tell you, nah, you don't have to go to the emergency room for it, could be serious. A toothache. Yeah, maybe a toothache. If you've ever had a toothache, it's not benign. That hurts like it hurts. But some people may have a toothache because that's referred pain from the heart. And so if we go socialized, and I know people are saying, Dahlia, Trump's in office, we're good for now. Well, yeah, but, you know, there's always new elections, and, you know, our healthcare system still stinks. You know, the longer the healthcare system stinks, the more there's going to be a push for us to do something different. Maybe not better, but do something different. And one of the easiest things to do differently is just have the government control everything. I mean, that's why we had Obamacare. That gave birth to Obamacare. It was the shutdown of the public option that was first recommended by the Democrats. Why don't we have a public option? We were like, hell no. So they came up with Obamacare, which I think was the plan the whole time. So then we all kept, you know, say, oh, man, this stinks. Yeah, let's have government run things because capitalism doesn't work in healthcare. Actually, it can work. It just can't have all these restrictions, and you can't promise to give insurance companies huge subsidies for crappy insurance rates and plans. So if we do go socialize, and as much as I hate it, it's going to happen, we need to set up a better triage system. Now, we may be able to do that with computers. The only problem is you filling out an online questionnaire is not the same as a medical provider with years of experience watching the nuances to your communication. So let's say I have somebody coming in with a toothache. Okay? I know from when I was an ER doc that in a very rare case, that can actually be cardiac pain referred to the tooth. It may not be the tooth at all. So before I spend time on the mouth and use whatever dental expertise I have, I'm going to make sure this isn't cardiac or anything else. I'm like, all right, do you have any chest pain? And they go, no. It's a real bad tooth. Take a look. I can't have no chest pain at all. All right, good. Any family history of heart disease? Any? No. Okay, that's good. That's, you know. But if they go, well, yeah, but that's not bothering me now. I'll worry about that another day. Well, tell me about your chest pain. Well, I get it when I exercise, but I'm not worried. Was there any family history of heart disease? Yeah, my dad and my brother. Do you have high cholesterol? I've never gotten it checked. I don't, but it's in the family. So I see somebody start to talk to me like that, or they look the other way, or they look up to the corner of their eye going, nah, I don't think so. I'm going to be like, you know what, here's the thing. Yeah, you're here for the tooth, but I want to make sure you get your heart checked. I'm going to look at the tooth. If I don't see anything wrong with that tooth, you know, I'm going to want to check the heart. You can't do that through an online questionnaire. You can only do that one-on-one. I told you about that guy that walked in asking for a Z-Pak because he had bronchitis. And I'm like, you don't look right. I've never met you, but you just don't look right. Family history, mom had diabetes. I decide for poops and giggles to check his blood sugar. And the machine couldn't measure it. It was off the chart. He was actually going into a diabetic ketoacidosis, went to send him to the hospital. But he walked in saying he had a bronchitis. So our triage system, if we end up going that route, and we better start planning ahead, because we could start doing it in this day and age with our healthcare systems and our hospitals and big medical centers, etc., it'd have a means where we could look at you in person, not through telemedicine, and triage you, just like we used to do in the olden days. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.